أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Qiyama clause.
Today we will look at Surah number 84, which is Al-Inshiqaq. And in essence, the translation is the exploding. It has 25 ayat. And it is one of the three surahs that have a very similar format. We've looked at Surah Al-Taqwir and Surah Al-Infitar, where there were conditional statements of when and then a then. In the other two surahs, there was a jawab al-shart. There was a then after the when. While here, it is not like the other two. It's a continuation of the other two, but there's no jawab al-shart. There is no then. We are to know the then from the other two surahs. In Taqwir, we saw, Alimat nafsum ma ahdarat. Every soul will know what it has presented. And then in Surah Al-Infitar, we saw, Alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akharat. Every soul will know what it has sent forward and what it left behind as a legacy. So the first section is Ayah 1 to 5. And here it talks about the cosmic chaos on the day of Qiyamah. It starts off with إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. Shaqqat is to tear off completely, something that you tear that you don't normally tear. And انشقاق is not reversible. In other words, when the sky will burst open, وَعَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and obeys its Rabb and is true. The ayah relates to our solar system, which will eventually enter a phase and announce its readiness to separate because its potentiality has been actualized. Sort of similar to a ripe apple that needs to separate itself and become actualized and perfected. But if it separates before ripening, then its purpose is unfulfilled. So the purpose of the sky at some point is to burst open. And then وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, and when the earth is stretched, مَدَّ means to extend, to stretch, to expand. When the gravitational forces governing the world are perturbed, they will fall into chaos. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, and this earth that is stretched will cast out what is in it and then become empty. In that awesome explosion, the earth will empty all of its contents. Mountains will scatter into the atmosphere like fluffed up cotton, and everything will experience a tremendous change. And then again, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and obeys its Rabb and is true. So will the sky be completely destroyed, or will it usher in a whole new system? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the fate of the sun and the Milky Way galaxy will be once the current natural order is destroyed. Now the surah transitions into the second part, which is Ayah 6 to 15. And here it's the certainty of meeting one's striving, which is the focus of the surah. Remember, there was no then. Allah says, Ya ayyuha al-insan, O human being, إِنَّكَ كَادِهٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ قَدْحًا فَمُلَاكِ. Surely you are striving to your Rabb laboriously, and you will meet him. After being given the description of the end in which creation will be shattered, we see that the shattering and the breakup will be reflected in the consciousness of the human being. The word qadih comes from the root meaning to toil, to exert, to make every effort to carry out a task. So in essence, he's saying you're actively engaged in working hard. You're struggling one milestone after another, not necessarily good or evil, but you're immersed totally on achieving milestones. Your perspective should be ila rabbika, towards your Rabb. That's where you're heading. فَمُلَاقِيهُ means you will meet your own struggle. And now, after meeting our own struggle, the consequences. Ayah 7 says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. As for the one who is given his book of records in his right hand. Yamin, or right, is an expression of power and agreement and honor. When people say we've shaken our right hand, it's a done deal. It's empowered. He says, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He will be reckoned with an easy reckoning. In other words, there'll be an easy audit. وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا, and he will return to his people happy in joy. Surur is lasting joy. The metaphor indicates happiness, deeds that have a lasting effect on our whole being, and feeling transformed, they return to their own people, people who are like-minded, who work with them. In other words, they're of the same mold, subscribe to the same lifestyle, and engage in similar deeds. But then look at the contrast. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. The one that is given his book behind his back is in a dire situation. From behind denotes a backward, a retrogressive lifestyle that is out of sync with human nature. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. He will cry out for destruction. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. And he will enter into an enraged fire, a blazing fire. Such people will wish that they were dead on that day, for they will be cast upon this fire created by their own deeds. And Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Before he'd lived joyfully amongst his people. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ يَحُورَ. He assumed that he would never return to his Rabb. They never believed that such a transformation would occur. Never thought they would be accountable. Hara is to walk around and return where you started. And Allah ends this section by saying, بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. Indeed, he will. His Rabb was always watching him. And Allah uses Rabb or Lord instead of God because it is recounting his lordship, addressing his role as planner and manager as opposed to his divinity. Now, the third part of the surah begins discussing transformation and transition of the third entity, which is nature. So there are three oaths, the twilight, the night, and the moon. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. So I swear by the afterglow of sunset, the redness of the evening when the sun is setting. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. And by the night and whatever it gathers. In other words, the red sky gradually goes to darkness. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. And by the moon, when it becomes full, it gradually goes to fullness, just like we're returning to our Rabb. لَتَرْقَبُنَّ تَبْقًا أَنْ تَبَقْ. You shall certainly travel from stage to stage. We started off as a baby, then as a toddler. We walked, we talked, we became independent. We gained strength, we died, and then we returned. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So what is the matter with them that they do not believe? So the rhetoric question is here. Why can't they understand the fleeting nature of this world, the transformation from one stage to the other, eventually into the hereafter, and accountability, and the certainty of meeting one's striving? And now the fourth stage, a warning to those who reject divine guidance. So it starts off with, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. Why, when the Qur'an is recited to them, do they not prostrate? See, the ancient Arabs and Egyptians did sajda when they were in awe of someone. We see it in Surah Yusuf, Ayah 100, where Allah says, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا. He raised his parents upon the throne, and they fell down in prostration before him. It was not worshipping him, it was in awe of him. So the ayah is saying, why are they not in awe of this most awesome revelation? بَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَذِّبُونَ. Instead, those who cover up the truth reject it. They reject the Qur'an and or the Prophet's message. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُعُونَ. Allah has full knowledge of what they can conceal. So the ayah says, Allah is well aware of all the choices that we will ever make. Imam Ali al-Islam was once passing by a group of youth who were engaged in idle talk, and he said, do you know that the angels are inscribing your discussions? In other words, talk about something that will benefit you and not cause any harm. And then he says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Give them the good news of a very painful punishment. Here, the usual context of بَشِّرْهُمْ is reversed. Instead of good news, they are informed of a painful punishment. Those who cover up must already contain the seed of the consciousness of the knowledge of Tawheed, but they deny it inwardly. Therefore, their denial has to manifest itself outwardly as well. And finally, the last section, one ayah 25, absolutely phenomenal. He says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Except those who believe and perform righteous deeds, for them there is an uninterrupted, unending reward, a limitless reward, that which can never be cut off. We are all seekers of the limitless. And here he says just two things. Believe and then manifest your belief and righteous deeds. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to be of those whose striving in the world is nothing but righteous deeds. So we too will become limitless. فتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.